Hey guys, this is Amdem Sefa here, and welcome to the third episode of Podmedic Life. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about what most people are going through, which is quarantine. It's really clear why people are getting bored during this quarantine, because all they're doing is sitting and binge-watching Netflix, eating chips, cookies, donuts, popcorn, and other unhealthy foods. Well, my friends, that's going to do no good to you, because if you somehow get SARS-CoV-2 or the new coronavirus, your body needs to be ready to fight the virus off. But if you're just binge-watching Netflix and eating unhealthy foods, your chance of mortality will increase. Because of the all junk foods you've been eating and the lack of exercise you've had, your immune system will get weak. So take care of your body. Well, that's why I created this episode, so you guys know what to do. So these are the 10 things you can do during the quarantine that will make you a better and successful person. We'll get right to the list after the short break. Welcome from the short break. Now we're going to get into the 10 things that you can do to be a successful and a better person during the quarantine. Alright, the first thing is to read. I know this can be hard. Some people may not know how to read, and that's really understandable, but try to learn to read. It's going to really help you in the future in life, and it's just a way to, you know, free up your mind and take your place to a different world. The second thing on the list is to exercise or to work out. This is going to really help you increase your immune system. It's going to make you a stronger person. It's going to make you a healthier person overall. And like I said before, during this pandemic, this virus attacks people with weak immune system. So if you're able to build that immune system through exercise, it's really going to help you. Third thing is to start a project. Either that's creating a business or, you know, doing something that you would have never done before. This is just so much time that you have to just create an entire business. And some of the projects I have are some of the courses that Harvard is providing for free. You can go, you can just look up Harvard free courses if you're interested. You can also, there's this challenge called the Breakthrough Challenge. It's for the science lovers if you're really into science stuff. So basically, you get a really complicated topic and you break it down into small and simple topics that people can understand, and you make a short 3-minute video that you can explain to the world. And you have a chance to win $250,000 scholarship, and I wouldn't say no to that, so just give it a try if you're interested. The fourth thing is study for your standardized tests, either as SAT or PSAT or ACT. This is a good time to take a break from the world and just study. I know that sounds weird, but you know, take the time to study for some of the major tests that you may need in the future. Number five is to meditate. And I really find this a really helpful tip, because it just keeps your body calm and just relaxed. And everyone needs calmness and just peaceful. Number six on the list is to improve on your weaknesses. Either that's, you know, yourself, either that's sports that you may need to improve on, either that's on your skills, like leadership skill, communicating skill. It's a good time to try to improve yourself. Number seven is call your family members, your friends that you have not seen in a long time. This is just going to keep you connected with the people that you've never seen for long periods of time. Number eight is to learn a new skill. This is a, you know, connected to improve on your weaknesses, but just learn a new one. So let's say you don't know how to ride a bike. Learn how to ride a bike. Let's say you know how to ride a bike, but you don't know how to ride a bike without the trainers. Well, learn how to learn a bike without the trainers, the trainer wheels, and try to improve on your skills. Like, either that's, you know, the speed, or I don't know, I'm not a biker, so just try to improve on your weaknesses and learn a new skill. Number 9 on the list is to get a strong immune system. And like I said before, to get a strong immune system, you need to, you know, eat healthy, get enough exercise, and make sure you get enough sleep too. It's not really like a major effect, but just overall health is what increases your immune system. Number 10 on the list, the last but not least, is work for your goals. Everyone has goals, and you should all try to aim for those goals. It's not the perfect time to go to 50 years from now, but try to work on some of the goals. So if you want to become a doctor when you grow up, you can do research. Try to call a doctor without just going, just call a doctor and just interview them, how their day is going, like what to expect during the pandemic, how they're reacting to the amount of people during this pandemic. And yeah, if you want to become a different person, or if you want a different career, you can, you know, just experience it. Just work for the goal. As long as you're trying to be a better person is what matters. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this episode of my podcast. I hope that everyone is safe, your friends, your family members. Make sure you keep practicing social distancing, wash your hands for 20 seconds, and follow what other things that the CDC has to say about this virus. And if you have any questions or recommendations for my next episode, make sure you contact me. And I really hope that you have a blessed day. See you guys in my next episode.